Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, back in Washington, there's news today that the Trump administration is invoking executive privilege over materials connected to the 2020 census. Now, Democrats on the House Oversight Committee have asked for those documents as they try to investigate how and why the administration went about proposing to add the question, "Are you a citizen?" to the census next year. But this claim of executive privilege in response to lawmakers comes on the heels of the House vote yesterday, which authorized committees to enforce subpoenas as part of their investigations. So let's get the latest from NPR's congressional reporter, Kelsey Snell. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
So these documents could include those papers that were recently discovered by the estranged daughter of a deceased Republican strategist who helped write this proposal for the Republicans for this question, "Are you a citizen?" And he plainly, reportedly, said in some of those recently discovered papers that that question on the census would benefit Republicans. Republicans have testified before Congress that the question was being added to help minorities, to help, the Voting Rights Act. So we aren't sure if these are the documents that are part of this executive order, or rather executive privilege. But what are both sides saying right now?
Well, Democrats are saying that they are seeking a wide range of documents because they're trying to figure out exactly how the administration reached the decision of asking for this question to be added. And Elijah Cummings, who's the chairman of the Oversight Committee, said today that they've been asking for these documents for more than a year. And he'd offered that if they'd begin producing one or two categories of documents, they'd be willing to postpone the vote on contempt. But, you know, they've had that offer declined. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that they have to push forward with contempt as the only possible way to get the documents. Now, Republicans are saying that this is an extraordinary step and that Democrats just simply haven't done enough to work with the administration to make sure that the information gets provided.
And this vote of contempt, this is whether to recommend that the House hold Attorney General Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross Jr. in contempt because...
I mean, it is over these documents, as we said. They want to compel Barr and Ross to appear before the committee and to turn over the documents that the committee has been requesting. Now, this is part of a broader push by Democrats to try to compel the administration as a whole to comply with a number of investigations. Now, this is separate from the contempt vote that the whole House did yesterday regarding right. Attorney General Barr and former White House attorney Don McGahn. But this is part of the broader push by Democrats to try to get the White House to comply with their investigation.
And just remind us, Kelsey, because there are so many votes going on right now. What was that vote yesterday about?
That vote yesterday was about holding, as I said, Attorney General Barr and Don McGahn in contempt for not appearing before the Judiciary Committee. Mm-hmm. So as we will continually remind listeners, the House Democrats are pursuing a number of avenues to try to reveal what the administration knew on a number of issues. We're talking about the president's taxes, his business dealings, this question today of the census, and the Russia investigation that has been ongoing and was related to the Mueller report. So Democrats say that they are trying to get to the bottom of the good governance of this administration.
And in the news of the last few hours, just remind us, I alluded to it a little bit, of the debate over adding this census question. The Democrats have long suspected the reasoning that Republicans gave for it.
Well, Democrats say that adding a question about citizenship to the census threatens the ability of people to respond accurately, and it discourages people, particularly minorities, from interacting with the census in an honest way or even at all. And they worry that it will undercount the number of people in some of the more vulnerable populations in the country. They say that adding this on instills fear in many people. And the risk there, Democrats say, is that if people are undercounted, then the number of people who would go to Congress from different areas with high immigrant populations would be miscounted. And they say the stakes are incredibly high. Republicans say that they need this information in order to, as you said, enforce the Voting Rights Act. And they say that this is something that the administration is trying to do to better understand who is in the country.
And of course, those documents that were recently discovered, an incredible story by the daughter of a deceased strategist, seem to be saying that his reasoning, at least, was that a question on the census, are you a citizen, would benefit Republicans and other whites, as he put it. So we will follow this. NPR's congressional reporter, Kelsey Snell. Thank you so much, Kelsey.
You're welcome.